Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics today, where we will be discussing this question. Are there many other Jesuses out there? Today, I'm alone on the panel with you, the listening audience, and let me ask you the question. Do you believe that there are many other Jesuses out there? Well, the first thing we have to probably answer or ask, I should say, is who is the real Jesus? And in John's gospel, in basically the first 18 verses of chapter 1, the apostle John gives us his theological thesis about Jesus. He defines Jesus and gives us three metaphors about Jesus. He describes Jesus as the Word. He describes Jesus as the life. He describes Jesus as the light. As the Word, he is the communicator of God and God's will and God's glory to humanity. As the life, he is the source of all life, physical as well as spiritual, eternal life. And as the light, he is the illuminator of all light. He spoke creation into existence, Genesis 1:3. He is the light of the world who gives eternal light to all, and darkness cannot overcome, overpower, overthrow the light of Christ. And then after giving those three metaphors, John gives us his summary statement about Jesus. In verse 14, he says, the Word. The eternal, living Word, God, who has existed throughout all eternity, the second person of the Trinity, who is God and who was with God for all eternity, with God the Father and was with God the Holy Spirit. We are told in verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Now, this is John's big, big statement in his gospel. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. What John is saying here is that the invisible God, the second person of the Trinity, became visible and made his dwelling here on earth with humanity. The Creator, the second person of the Trinity, the agent of creation, he became part of his creation by making his dwelling here on earth with humanity. The eternal second person of the Trinity, who is God, who was with God before all things, came here in time and space and made his dwelling here on earth with humanity. Who is the real Jesus? He is the eternal Word who became flesh and made his dwelling among people. He is the perfect God-man. And here in John chapter 1, he pounds home that point about Jesus. He talks about the deity of Christ. He talks about the humanity of Christ. And friends, it is this particular doctrine about Christ that is the most attacked doctrine out there. Why is that? Because it is Satan's sole goal to try to get people to either believe in no Jesus or even to believe in a different Jesus other than the Jesus of the Bible, the perfect God-man. Let me repeat that. Satan's goal, he wants to have company with him in hell. And the way he can guarantee to have more and more people with him in eternal damnation is to get them to deny either the deity or the humanity of Christ. He does not care, friends, if people believe in a different Jesus. A Jesus of their own making. A Jesus that they've concocted. He has no problem with that. He doesn't care if people sing to that Jesus. He doesn't care if people pray to that Jesus. He doesn't care if people talk about that Jesus. Why? Because that is a completely different Jesus from the Jesus of John's opening of his gospel. And that different Jesus, who is not the real Jesus? Well, that's a Jesus that can't save anybody. That's a Jesus who is not God who became man. That is not the Jesus who is the Word who became flesh. That is not the Jesus of the Bible. And therefore, those people who believe in that Jesus or any other different Jesus, those people will not have salvation. They will have eternal condemnation. Why? Because they believe in a different Jesus. Oh, wait a second, Andrew. I don't get that. How can there be different Jesus? Well, let me ask you this question. My name is Andrew. Are there other Andrews out there? Of course there are, but I'm the one and only, right? At least in my mother and wife's eyes. Yeah, just because somebody is called Jesus or somebody uses the name Jesus, it does not mean that they are a follower, believer in the true, eternal Jesus Christ of the Bible. Yeah, it's real simple. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul talked about that. He got so frustrated with the young believers in Corinth. Why? Because they started accepting false teachers in their churches, in their church, false teachers that were preaching a completely different Jesus. Here in chapter 11, in verses 3 and 4, Paul says, I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds, Christians in Corinth, may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. How's that happening, Paul? He says, well, if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preach to you, or if you receive a different spirit from the spirit you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, Paul said in frustration, you guys put up with it easily enough. What was the problem there in Corinth? They were believing in a different Jesus or different Jesuses that were being taught by these false teachers. False teachers, by the way, Paul tells us about them. In verse 13, he says, such people are false apostles, deceitful workers. They are masquerading as apostles of Christ. And then he goes on to say in verse 14, no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Friends, you have to understand, Satan is doing his most focused and devious work, not out in the world, in the discotheques, in the prostitution places, in the drug places, in the pornographic places. He doesn't have to do anything there. Non-believers are already in the dark. They are being led by their sin nature. Satan doesn't have much work to do there. You know where he's doing his greatest work? In religion. He masquerades as an angel of light, and his sole goal is to try to pervert the gospel of saving grace. His sole goal is to try to distort the perfect God, man, Jesus Christ. His whole goal, Satan's sole goal, is to try to get people to believe in no Jesus or a different Jesus. Because either way, that leads to eternal damnation. And that's why Paul said in verse 15, it's not surprising then. If Satan's an angel of light, masquerades as an angel of light, he says, well, it's not surprising then that his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Paul says their end will be what their actions deserve. So as you can see back during the days of Paul, he said there were many different Jesus out there. People were preaching all kinds of different Jesuses. False teachers were preaching all kinds of different Jesus. Why? Because they were being compelled by the true false great deceiver, Satan himself, who masqueraded as an angel of light. But it gets even better. Look what Jesus himself had said in Matthew chapter 24, warning us about the end times, telling us one of the signs that we know we're getting closer to the end times. In chapter 24, verse 4, Jesus says, watch out that no one deceives you. Well, how are they going to try to deceive us, Jesus? He says in verse 5, for many will come in my name, claiming I'm the Messiah, and will deceive many. Do you see it? Jesus himself predicted 2,000 years ago that all kinds of deceivers would come as we're getting closer to the end times. And they would be proclaiming a different Christ, a different Jesus. So to answer the question we started out with, are there many other Jesuses out there? Absolutely. They're not real Jesuses, because there's only one true real Jesus. But there are many other false Jesuses out there. And friends, again, you have to understand, this doctrine of the perfect God-man has been attacked from the very beginning. That's why John was writing his gospel. The doctrine is called the doctrine of hypostatic union. It is the perfect united of the two natures of Christ in the one person. The perfect united deity of Christ and humanity of Christ. Those two natures in the one person of Christ. The doctrine of hypostatic union. We'll come back to that in a few moments after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics. As we are discussing this question, are there many other Jesuses out there? And on the first part of our show, we discussed from Scripture how the Apostle Paul was upset with the young believers in Corinth because they were believing the false teachers who were preaching about all kinds of different Jesuses. We also saw that Jesus Christ himself predicting some signs how we're going to be able to tell the end times are coming. He said, hey, there are going to be many who come and try to deceive you. How? They're going to talk about different Jesuses. So yes, there are all kinds of different Jesuses out there. And what do I mean by that? Well, anybody who takes away from the doctrine of the hypostatic union of Christ, the doctrine that talks about the two natures of Christ, his deity and his humanity, are perfectly united in the one person of Christ. Those two natures are not commingled. Those two natures are not separated. Those two natures are perfectly united, the divine and the human, in the one person of Christ. Now, and again, John in his gospel, first 18 verses of chapter 1, really talks about this, defines it. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is the doctrine of hypostatic union, the two natures of Christ perfectly united, divine and human, in the one person of Christ. There it is. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, anyone who believes anything different than that believes in a different Jesus, which is no Jesus. And as I said at the very beginning of the show, Satan's sole goal is to either get you to believe in no Jesus or to believe in a different Jesus. Because either way, by believing in no Jesus or a different Jesus, there's not salvation there. There's nothing but eternal condemnation. And Satan wants to have company with him. And that is his mission here on earth now, to try to deceive people into believing in a different Jesus or no Jesus. And again, let's look at some scripture. John, in his first letter, talks about this. In chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, he says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit." Actually, in the Greek, the word means person. Do not believe every person who's teaching you about Jesus. But test the spirits or persons. Why, John? To see whether they are from God. Well, what do you mean, John? Why is that? He said, because many false prophets have gone out into this world. Well, John, how can we tell true or false prophets? He tells us in verse 2. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit or teacher, person, that acknowledges that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the divine, eternal God, has come in the flesh. That's the humanity of Christ. So anyone who believes and acknowledges that Jesus Christ, that's the deity of Christ, has come in the flesh, that's the humanity of Christ. Well, whoever acknowledges that, well, that's from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus, his divine and human nature, John says, this person, this teacher, this spirit is not from God. Well, then John, tell us, who is this teacher from? He says, this spirit is of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. The Antichrist is opposed to the true living Christ. The devil is opposed to God. The devil is the father of lies. He's the great deceiver, and he works through deceptive lives in religion, in particular, trying to, in any way, create an aberrant belief in the true Jesus. Again, as I said several times on this show, he doesn't care if you believe in no Jesus, because that leads to eternal condemnation. He doesn't even care if you believe in a different Jesus, because that also leads to eternal condemnation. And the doctrine that has always been attacked has been that doctrine of the deity and humanity of Christ, the two perfect natures perfectly united in the one person of Christ. And you have to understand. People say, well, I believe in Jesus. Jehovah's Witnesses will say they believe in Jesus, but they believe in a different Jesus. Mormons, they'll say they believe in Jesus, They believe in a different Jesus. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that he was a created being. They do not acknowledge the deity of Christ. John here says that's a teaching from the Antichrist. Mormons, they believe also that Jesus was a created being, a spirit brother of Lucifer. Well, friends, that teaching is from the Antichrist. There are even Protestants out there, Protestant churches. They talk about Jesus as the Son of God. You ask the people there, is Jesus God? They go, no, he's the Son of God as a lesser being. Guess what? That's the spirit of the Antichrist. And you have to know that teaching is getting more and more prevalent. That teaching of denying the deity and humanity of Christ. That teaching that denies that the eternal Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In fact, John's second letter, he warns about this. He says very clearly in verses 7 through 10, he says, friends, I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Do you see it? Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh, they've already gone out into the world. Now, this was John writing this 2,000 years ago. Jesus had said it's going to get worse and worse. Can you imagine how many deceivers are out there now today who do not acknowledge the deity and humanity of Christ, who do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ came in the flesh? John says any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Therefore, he says in verse 8, watch out that you, talking to Christians, do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Do not let your faith get rocked and misled from these deceivers. Verse 9, anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in this teaching, however, has both the Father and the Son. John says, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, the deity and humanity of Christ, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Why, John? Verse 11, anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. Because by welcoming them into your home, it is as though you're acknowledging that what they teach and what they believe is okay. Now, when it comes to me, I kind of disobey this a little bit. When the Jehovah's Witnesses come knocking on my door, oh, I bring them into the house. Oh, I welcome them with, oh, yeah. I pull out my Greek Bible. I go to John chapter 1. I said, let's go at it. Come on. And they have no clue because they have nothing to stand on but a bunch of lies. Right now, one of the young Croatian believers in one of our congregations here, she was baptized this past summer. She's been coming regularly to church every weekend. She's involved in one of our life groups that I actually get to teach every other Thursday on. And she's been doing great. And I just found out yesterday that she started a new job. And one of her coworkers there is a Jehovah's Witness. And that Jehovah's Witness lady has been pounding this young believer in our congregation, to the point that this young believer spoke to another lady in our congregation saying, you know, I'm not sure what I believe anymore about Jesus. Do you see how easily this young believer is getting deceived? Well, tomorrow I have a life group. And this young believer who's under the deception of the Jehovah's Witness will be there. And I will make sure to straighten out her understanding of who the real Jesus is and to make sure she understands that the Jehovah's Witnesses, even though they talk about Jesus, even though they say all kinds of nice things about Jesus, they are believing in a completely different Jesus than the Jesus of our Bible. And I will not let one of our young spiritual children be deceived by the Antichrist, be deceived by the devil. Friends, they're out there everywhere. And like I said, their sole goal is to do what their father, Satan, has wanted to do from the beginning. They want to attack the deity and humanity of Christ. Because if you get somebody to believe in a different Jesus, then that person is destined to go straight to hell. Because there is only one Savior. That is the true Jesus Christ of the Bible, who is the eternal Word who became flesh. Any other Jesus is not only a false Jesus, but every other Jesus out there is a Jesus that is impotent, is a Jesus that cannot hear your prayers, and is a Jesus that cannot save. Because it is not the real Jesus. And I'm hoping that you, listening audience, that you are clear on the Jesus you believe in. I hope you are clear on the deity and humanity of Christ, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. Anything more or anything less than that is an aberrant Jesus. And an aberrant Jesus is not only a different Jesus, it's no Jesus. And that, belief in that Jesus, is a sentence to hell. However, believing in the true, biblical, living Jesus, He is the one who saves us and allows us to escape hell. Because there is no other name, Acts 4:12, by which a person can be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ, the eternal Word who became flesh and dwelt among us.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.